Okay, how's the weather where you are?
It's nice. It was a beautiful day today. Really? I actually went out for a walk in the park. It was very nice.
Oh, you went for a walk in a park like Jill Scott.
Yes, honey.
I love it. You look all pretty and everything.
Thank you. You as well. I love those earrings. Those are beautiful.
Thank you. Amazon, honey.
My favorite. I swear. I need to block myself.
I love it. All right. So let me go ahead and introduce the podcast today. I am Kenyatta Gray of Girls Love Flights, Feelings, and Fashion. And tonight, my guest is Marnitra Knight. And Marnitra is extra special to me because she is one of the co-authors of my fifth book release, I Survived. And so I am so honored and so grateful, number one, that you even were interested in participating in this project. And we'll get to learn a little bit more about why in a few minutes. But your story was so very compelling. And when I was reading your chapter, it reminded me of some things that I experienced. So it definitely resonated with me. And I know that if it resonated with me, it had to resonate with many, many others as well. So we are going to get started and hopefully more people will join in. So Marnitra, tell us, you know, who you are and where you're from.
Okay. So my name is Marnitra Knight. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina, born and raised, home of the HBCU Aggie Pride A&T. Yeah. And I'm 33 years old. Let's see what else. I'm a Scorpio. I enjoy long walks in the park.
Yes. Well, I got to tell you something. As soon as I posted your flyer, because I usually just post it on Instagram, but I said, okay, let me post it on Facebook. And immediately I got a DM from someone asking me, are you single? So, well, that'll be a sidebar, but I just wanted you to know that you had some admirers out here that's just wondering. So we'll get that later. Seriously, I was like, no, you didn't.
Right. First off, tune in.
Exactly. All right, so Marnitra, I'm always curious, like, where did you see the ad for this project? Was it on my page or another page? My website?
It was on another, it was on Instagram. I want to say it was on like Lesbian Network page. Okay. Or something. Oh. To that degree. Okay. And that's where I saw it at. So I saw it. Okay. On Instagram, and it pulled me in because I was like, oh wow, this is amazing opportunity. So, you know.
Yeah, so let me give a shout out to my girls, Black Lesbian Love. So that's, yeah, where you found it. Yeah, those are my peeps. I love them. So hey. Yeah. All right, good. So it's always good to know, you know, how you found out about it. I'm always interested in that. All right. And so, but what compelled you to actually apply for the opportunity?
So I thought about everything that I went through and how sometimes we all go through things in life, but we may keep it a secret. But the only thing is, the things that you get through, that you go through and get through, is actually something that can inspire someone else that, right, needs that push, that needs that boost, that motivation. Right. And so I was like, you know, I am at a space, I'm healed from the things that I went through. And so I feel a disservice not to share that with other people and to help them get to that space. Yeah. So that's what made me like, I want to, you know, reach out and share my story.
Exactly. So what made you select the chapter title, Bruised But Not Broken? Because, you know, I automatically thought of Joss Stone, and that is really one of my favorite songs. Like, I feel it in my soul. So,
yes.
Yes. So what made you choose that title?
That's actually what inspired that song. Helped me. First off, I'm a lyricist. I don't think there's any type of genre of music that I don't like resonate with. Well, maybe hard rock, a little heavy metal.
Right.
But everything else, I love music, and that's kind of how I relate to life in certain, okay, situations. So that song, Bruised But Not Broken, it really spoke to me when I was going through everything I was going through, and it let me know, okay, whew, you knocked down.
Right.
You know, you was drugged through there, through, yeah, the wire, but you're still here. You're still alive. You're still fighting, you know, and that just speaks volumes. So I was telling my friend, it's almost like when we buy fruit at the grocery store, and sometimes you can get it at the grocery store. It's nice. By the time you get it in the car, you hit your brakes, the orange falls. It gets bruised up a little bit.
Right.
But the thing is, when you peel that fruit or whatever, it's still sweet on the inside.
Oh, I love that. I love that analogy. Yeah. All right. So we're not going to go into details about the book, because I want people to go ahead and download the book. If you click the link in my bio right now, you can actually download the book as we talk. The book is called I Survived, and it is available now if you click my link. But I do want to give those that are joining on this call, on this live, just a little bit of what you went through, because you're a domestic abuse survivor. So, you know, maybe one incident that really sticks out so we can understand exactly what you went through.
So a little snippet of the story, because we want you guys to download it. It's free. Like, you can't beat free. And if you, you know, share it with somebody, share it with everybody, you know. But just a little bit, I started early. I was in a relationship at 16, and that's actually when the abuse started with my children's father. And I say, he said, one of the stories that really stick out to me was I was pregnant, and he was choking me to the point where I could not breathe. Right when I was about to pass out, his grandmother came in and tried to pull him off of me. He pushed her out of the way. And we're going to stop there, because you guys are going to download the book and get more.
That's right. Exactly. Oh, it's a cliffhanger, but you definitely, like, my heart is pounding, because I can imagine, like, the fear, and you just didn't know what was going to happen next. So, yeah, definitely, guys, I want you to go ahead and go download the book right now.
Yes.
And so, you know, when you were, because you already said that you were 16 when, and so that's very, very young. So to me, similar to me, that's your introduction to love and relationships.
Yes.
You know, and so that's not good. You know what I mean? That's not a good introduction, because that's not what it's all about. So how did you, did you tell anybody when you were going through this so young? Did you tell anybody, or did you keep this a secret?
I kept it a secret because I thought, okay, maybe I did something wrong. Maybe this is my fault. Let me not say things to him this way. Let me not do things this way. Let me not, you know, X, Y, Z. You know, almost like a checklist until you get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm walking on eggshells.
Right.
And then you realize that it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with you. That's someone else's stuff that they choose to project on you. Right. However, you have to get to a point where you're like, I choose me. I love me. And in loving me, I can't subject myself to that behavior.
Right.
You know? So I didn't tell anyone. I kept it to myself until I got to the point where I really was like, okay, enough is enough. And that's when I reached out and was like, I gotta get out of this.
Right. And you know what? Sometimes I think that people don't tell what's going on because they feel like, well, what's going on in my household is my business. And then secondly, they want to continue to project this image that everything is okay. It's hunky-dory. We in love. But behind closed doors, they are going through some things that we wouldn't even imagine. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, I don't know. You know, I think that at some point, someone needs to say something, you know, when they're going through these kind of incidents. So, you know, at any time, was this your first and last abusive relationship?
It was. It was my first. Okay. Yeah. Woo.
Yes. Yes. You didn't have to go through for 10 years and figure out, oh, no, that's not for me. Okay.
Yeah. Now, it went from the age of like 18, no, excuse me, from the age of 16 to like 20, 22, 23, in my late 20s. So it went for a while. But,
right, but that's because you were so young and you yeah. were, I mean, you're still trying to figure out, well, is this love? I mean,
yes, you know? Adolescence, like, right. Is this the way that this works? Like, right. I need a manuscript. No.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. So at any time, though, in that relationship, did it ever get to a point where you actually feared for your life?
Definitely. Definitely. On my 18th birthday, I was in the ER. Like, I tell people to this day, that's a birthday. Because, you know, that's like, you're an adult. You
your
are.
18th birthday.
You know, you can't wait. You're like, oh, 18. I can right. go to the store. Now, I don't even smoke. But, you're like, I can buy cigarettes if I want to. I didn't. But, you know, right. you know, I can go to the club. You can do things. And so, you're so excited because you're still... you're still, you know, an adolescent,
right?
But you're not quite grown yet,
right?
And so most people are like, so that's a major birthday. It's usually yeah. 16, 18, 21, yeah. etc. Yeah. My 18th birthday, my eyeball was hanging out of my head, like, and I didn't know what was next. I didn't know if, you know, I was gonna make it,
right.
And still, you know, that even in being in fear, there was something in me that still stayed.
Right.
And I, you know, it's like, oh gosh. But yeah, that was one of the times I definitely, which actually, I believe that story is one of the ones that I speak about in the book, you guys. Download the book.
Download the book. So I know, you know, a lot of times women stay and, you know, people have all kinds of reasons, but a lot of times it's due to financial support, financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And they really can't picture themselves being able to make it or survive without this person. And so they continue to stay in those types of relationships. So I applaud you. You know, for being able to come to terms with something. And that's what you're going to tell me. What was that turning point, that light bulb that went off in your head? And you were like, oh, hell to the no. This is not going to be how this story ends for Marnitra Knight.
Yes. So, I'm going to say this. Because everybody's journey is different. Right. You may have a turning point and then go back and then, right. you know, we all do our things. But the thing about it is there was a point where my daughters started to see it and I knew as a parent, okay, Nitra, if you can't choose you, you have to choose them because they didn't choose to be here.
Yes.
And you don't want them to think that that's what love is because, you know, it's not. You know, even though, yes, you did start this young,
right?
You know, you were being grown, whatever. The point is, as you get older, you get wiser and you're like, I don't want them to think that this is okay because it's not okay for me.
Exactly.
And that was a turning point. I wanted better for them. And then wanting better for them, I started to want better for myself.
Exactly.
Because I was like, okay, well, if I don't want this for them, I shouldn't want it for me either. Because
exactly.
You know, that's not what love is.
Right. It's so true. It's so true. So, Marnitra, when you started to, you know, have these revelations and, you know, thinking about the example that you were setting for your daughters, but did you have any outside therapy? Because I'm a big advocate of mental health therapy. You know, when you need it, you need it. And some people, you know, in our culture, they feel like you can just pray it away. But I'm a big advocate of mental health. So did you look into those kind of interventions to just try to help yourself heal and get through?
So when I left, I went to a battered women's shelter and they actually offer free counseling. Okay. However, the counselor was horrible. She was horrible. Okay. And so I was like, not interested. I'll figure it out by myself.
Oh no.
But no, I say that and I say that really to encourage someone because what I did was I still internalized And it affected me with other relationships later. And so I got to the point where I was like, you know what? Every therapist is not the same. And I have to do that for me. Yes. And so I reached out. I'm currently in therapy, and she is amazing.
Yes.
she's amazing. Good. And I say that just to say that there may be it's not always easy. You know, we can make it seem like, oh, you can, you know, it may not always be easy, but it's possible. And the first one may not work, and that's okay. But don't give up. Continue to want to pour into yourself.
That's right.
Because, like I said, I end up internalizing later with other relationships. And I got to the point where I was like, I'm not going to do this. I need to heal Nitra.
That's fully. Right.
And so, yeah, I'm with a therapist now. She's amazing. I've been with her for a little while, and I think that it is definitely helping.
And Marnitra, I'm so glad to hear that, you know, after that one bad experience, you didn't just say, oh, therapists are bad. You know, I'm never going to find a great one. And that you were willing to give someone else a chance, and it worked out, and you're with that person, and you're healing and you're getting healthy. So that is good. So that is the part of you and the part of the story that makes you a survivor.
Yeah.
So now we want to up it up a notch. But wait a minute, before we up it up a notch, I want to know if someone's on this live right now and they are going through, you know, they're in an abusive relationship, no matter what the makeup is, woman, man, woman, you know, do you have any words of encouragement for those individuals?
I do. So I tell one of my best friends, because she just got out of a situation, and I tell her this, so I grew up in the church. I'm not religious, I'm spiritual now.
Right.
But one thing I do love is the scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. And it talks about what love is.
Yes.
Love is patient, love is kind.
Yes.
It doesn't envy, it doesn't boast. Like, and the thing about it is, if you don't feel that, it's okay to leave. It's okay to choose you. We grow up in a society where we're taught that being selfish is wrong. But the thing is, sometimes you have to choose self, because if you don't, then there's nothing left.
It's true.
Love is not putting hands on someone, not even just hands, but verbal abuse. Love is not, you stupid, you're fat, you're... No, that's not love. That's not, it makes you question, does the person even like me if they speak to me?
Exactly.
Love is reciprocity. It's a give and take, and not a heavy burden. And so the thing is, if you feel those things, it's okay to choose you, and it's okay to leave. It doesn't mean that you don't love that person. Sometimes you love them enough to know the situation isn't for us. And that's okay. So that's my words of wisdom.
I feel that in my spirit, my Nitra. And just like I said, just because you choose you, you choose what's best for you, that does not make you selfish. And people need to really understand that. That's a key takeaway. I absolutely respect that. So, Marnitra, so not only are you a survivor, you are a thriver.
Yes!
So tell us, and this is not your first author gig, honey. You are already an author. You met me. So tell us about your book that you already, because I remember I was emailing you or texting you. You were like, oh, wait a minute, hold on, I'm at my book sign. I'm like, oh, excuse me. So, tell us about your new release and what you have coming up in the future.
Okay, so I am an author. I have my book, Vibrational Essence, 32-point reflections. I don't know if you guys can see it, but the link to purchase it is in my bio. It's $20. That's practically free. and it's such a great book. It's for anyone going through anything. It literally is 32 inserts. And it covers domestic violence, it covers adolescent experiences, it covers relationships, cancer, just different things. And what it really was a release for me.
Okay.
After my late husband passed away, I needed an outlet, and poetry has always been that for me. So it's a great book. I just encourage you guys to get it. And like I said, it's a great release. It's a great therapy.
Yes. So Marnie, I will be placing my order tonight, because I definitely would love to just read more about, you know, what you've been through, and I want to support.
Thank you.
I would definitely be placing my order tonight, because I didn't realize that it covered so many different topics. And so can you give us your Instagram handle, and if you have a website?
Yes. Okay. So even though I'm young, I'm kind of new to old school. But I am Lyrically Me on Instagram. It's LYRICALLYNI. Feel free to follow me. I'm currently working on a website, as well as I'm working on a new book called Evolving Love.
Nice. Wow.
And so definitely stay tuned for that one. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to that. But yes, feel free to follow me on Instagram, or my Facebook page is Marnie Trinight, MARNITRA, first name, last name, Knight, KNIGHT.
Awesome. Okay, so you have your own website. You have another book coming out. That is so exciting. So I can't wait to hear more about that. I can't wait to repost when you start posting about it.
Thank you.
So this has been a really wonderful opportunity just to get a glimpse into who you are, for you and I to actually connect.
Yes.
We've been just doing email. And I have to tell you, it has been an absolute pleasure and a joy to work with you. The process was so easy, you know, and so I appreciate your commitment and your dedication to the project. You know, we're about to go global with our book, so I am really pleased about that. And so usually, if do you have any final words that you want to say before we go into your favorite song?
Yes, okay, so I just want to say that if you or know someone who is going through domestic violence, or who has been through domestic violence, and they need someone to talk to, please feel free to DM me, email me. My email is my first name and last name at gmail.com. I definitely am here to be a soundboard and, you know, support in whatever way I can. Reach out to resources, because the thing is, it takes a village. You know, we all go through things, but just we can make it through. We can make it through. We're stronger than, you know, anything that like I said, bruised but not broken.
Yes. And I appreciate that, Marnitra. And so whether it's someone that's on this Instagram Live, or this Instagram Live will go on YouTube, it will be distributed all over the place. And so I appreciate the fact that you're willing to say, hey, I've been there, let's talk about it. I can be a shoulder for you. More people need to know that there are people that are willing and want to support them. So I really applaud that.
Thank you. Oh, and I want to say one more thing. I'm sorry. Yes. And I just want to say that it's possible to get out. I don't care what, because I was told, ain't nobody going to want no woman with three kids or four kids, you know, whatever. And the thing is, that's not true. Somebody did want me. Somebody put a ring on it. You know, now,
see, that's they're just like me, because I was told, ain't nobody gonna want you but your two kids.
That's me.
Bam. So,
but the thing is, now they're gone now. God rest his soul. But he really showed me what I deserve, what I knew, but he showed me, he helped reassure what love really was. And that also, that even if you have to start, because I lived in the projects, I was on housing authority and food stamps, and I've been through that, that that is a stepping stone. You don't have to stay there, because I'm not there now. So like I said, don't let your, what you're in now feel like it's forever, because it's not, this too shall pass.
Yes. So. I love it. All right, so if you're just joining us, this is Marnitra Knight, a co-author of my book, I Survived. She has been dropping some gems. I cannot believe how wonderful this interview has been. And so we are actually getting ready to close out, but I always like to invite my guests to tell me what their favorite song is. Okay. We're going to do a little jam session. I do not own the rights to this music, but Alexa does.
Okay.
Alexa, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite? Actually, I want to be specific. What's your favorite song that encourages you to be strong?
So remember I told you I'm a music lover. I have three, but you can pick which one you want.
Okay.
So the first one is Katy Perry, Roar. That one, Joss Stone, Bruised But Not Broken.
Ooh, oh my God, you make me hard.
And then the last one is It's All Right by Ledisi. Black and gray, less than many changes. It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Hold on, let's do some Katy Perry Roar, though. I'm feeling that.
That's okay. It!
Alexa, play Roar by Katy Perry.
Roar by Katy Perry on Amazon Music.
Yes. Alexa, volume up. Can you hear my name?
Yes.
Woo! Hey!
My kind of gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Cause I had enough. I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger. Fighter dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar. Louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar.
Yes!
All
right, Alexa. That's awesome. I love that song. Marnitra, it has been a pleasure.
Yes.
And I hope that this project was the beginning of a connection that would grow and blossom. It is not so, it is not goodbye. It is so long. And I will see you at the top, my sister.
All right.
Thank you so much. And you have a great night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. I see y'all next Tuesday. Special show. Guess what? It's going to be my son, Dominique Broaddus. Yes, he is going to join us live to talk about one of the largest Black-owned businesses in Washington, D.C. that he may own one day. So join us next Tuesday at 8 p.m. All right? Y'all have a good night. This is Kenyatta Gray from Girls Love Flights, Phillies, and Special. Have a good night.